Lizzie Velasquez grew up with a pretty average childhood in the middle of a big, loving Mexican-American family in Texas. But a couple of things made her different from other kids. Lizzie's body can't gain weight, so she's never weighed more than 64 pounds. She's also blind in one eye and has a lot of other health concerns, all part of an extremely rare genetic syndrome. Lizzie struggled with getting bullied in school because of her looks. And then when she was a teen, she discovered a video online about her titled "The World's Ugliest Woman." But she changed all of that around and is now an outspoken activist against bullying, especially cyberbullying.
I'm Octavia Spencer, and I'm with Lizzie.
I'm with Lizzie, and who wouldn't be?
I'm Kylie Jenner, and I am with Lizzie.
I'm America Ferreira.
Lizzie has led an effort to pass the Safe School Improvement Act, which would require schools to adopt anti-bullying codes of conduct and agree to report harassment to the Department of Education. Lizzie sat down for an interview with me. Lizzie, welcome to Latino USA. It's great to have you on our show.
Thank you so much.
So tell me about your parents. You talk about them as these angels. You're born, you have physical challenges clearly from the beginning. Your parents are told these really dire realities that they were going to face with you. They're just like kind of plugging forward. And actually, it's only recently that you've actually been diagnosed.
Yeah, I was diagnosed when I was 25 years old. I just turned 28 at the beginning of March. And from day one, again, my parents had no clue, A, that anything was even wrong. My mom had a completely normal pregnancy. And B, that I would come out so tiny and be told all these negative things, but yet all the tests that doctors were doing on me, everything came back completely normal. Growing up, my parents, of course, wanted answers. When you're born with something that's undiagnosed, you're basically a question mark. But at the same time, for many years, I thought if I never get a diagnosis, it's not really going to change anything. But when I was 25 and we were right in the middle of filming my documentary, very unexpectedly, not planned at all, my doctor called and said, I would like you to come to Houston because I have your official diagnosis.
And the official diagnosis is what?
I was diagnosed with neonatal progeroid syndrome. It's made up of two different things, lipodystrophy and Marfan's. Lipodystrophy is basically, I just can't gain weight. Marfan's, it affects three things. It affects my eyes, my bones, and my heart. But of course, the scariest thing being we found out that my aortic valve has the potential to dilate and get so big that it bursts. We now have a game plan in place. I have cardiologists who check my heart every 6 months.
So you basically, the way you talk about your childhood is that you grew up in this kind of idyllic Latino family. They're treating you like they're just their little baby girl. You end up going to school, and that's when the bullying starts.
That was when I first started realizing I even looked different at all. I went into school with no fear whatsoever. I looked at it as a big wake-up call, realizing that I don't look like the other kids and they're afraid of me for some reason. And having to learn what bullying was very difficult. It happened often and I never went home and told my parents what was going on.
Then you're a 17-year-old kid and you're checking out YouTube and you see this video, there's like something that says, wait a second, that looks familiar. You open it up and the title of it is World's Ugliest Woman.
Yeah, I saw it. And that's when I saw that over 4 million people had seen it and all the thousands and thousands of comments that were below it. I was just scrolling through and bawling my eyes out.
And some of them were pretty horrible. You know, people writing to you that your parents should have aborted you. Another one said, quote, kill it with fire.
Yeah, I mean, I found this 2 years after having my quinceañera and everything was amazing and having hundreds of people there just celebrating with me and loving me and my family, and it was incredible. So then 2 years later, and I feel like all of my happiness, all of my confidence just sort of disappeared and was taken away with one click of a mouse.
I need to know how you go from that place, because the rest of your family and your rest of your life has just, you know, basically, you know, been pretty much joyful, even though it, you know, not 100%, but then you're like faced with this.
It definitely wasn't an easy one. And I feel like I'm still on that journey. And I think I'll be on that journey for the rest of my life, to be honest. I've always been the type of person that is very goal oriented. Whenever I get something in my mind, I will not stop until it's done, mostly so I could prove to myself that I can do it. I went through a phase of needing to figure out how to use my voice for myself. How can I tell people who I am? How can I speak up for myself and not let their definitions of me become me? I had no idea the day that I found that awful video that I would become a motivational speaker, that I would write books, that I would be able to start my own YouTube channel and have a community of people who are so supportive of one another.
You know, as I was thinking about your life, Lizzie, I was wondering what it's like to kind of, on a daily, maybe even, experience what the worst of humanity has to offer.
It gets hard sometimes when I do get all of those negative comments, because there are days where I just want to cry, or I want to so badly just say something back to them, even though I know it's going to be a never-ending battle. But I sort of embrace it and I accept it. I look at a lot of people who say negative things about me. I look at that as sort of an encouragement for me to continue to be the best version of myself in any way that I can be.
Lizzie Velasquez, it's been just wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Lizzie Velasquez, who's a motivational speaker and an anti-bullying activist.